Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lois Ann's Hope House, our focus this morning in Trees of Hope. We do this show every year. Anna Billingsley and Lisa Crittenden is here. Lisa is the CEO at Lois Ann's Hope House, and Anna has been involved in has had an interest in Hope House for years and years and years and years. I remember, Anna, you and I, it was really a show that impacted me. This was years ago. It was just, you did the whole show by yourself.
Oh boy, I can't do it by myself anymore. I need Lisa.
And we talked about homeless kids and families, and it was really a touching show. I've got it somewhere in the archives. Boy, I haven't seen either of you in a long time.
It's been a while.
And we do Trees of Hope, and this was one of those events where I had thought, I wonder if they'll be able to do that this year. And the fact that you are is again, one of those things that's different, but there's at least some normalcy.
We say it's a silver lining to the COVID cloud. We found a way to do it, and it's going to be, we think, a huge success. But we have a lot of different. We have a lot of changes this year, so we'll have to describe it to everybody.
Yeah. We believe this is the annual tradition that brightens the days of homeless, you know, children and families in our area, with people engaged in decorating trees. It's awesome. It's an awesome event every year. As Anna said, COVID 19 with the coronavirus made us have to think differently, and we were really worried about, were we going to be able to host it? And the Trivet family came through with Ashley Furniture Home Store, allowing us to use that as a venue.
That is just terrific. So people, for people that aren't aware, Trees of Hope is about where people in the community decorate trees, and it's more than decorating trees. I mean, they throw themselves in. These are the most clever trees I have ever seen.
Yes. So as Anna knows, Anna's done it for many years. The trees sometimes don't even look like the same tree.
We give everybody the same 3-foot tabletop tree. So they start with the same foundation, and it is phenomenal the things that people can do with these trees. And everybody tries to outdo everybody else. So that's what makes it fun.
Mm-hmm. Some trees end up being sprays.
Yeah.
The others, we had lamps.
Yeah, somebody made a working lamp out of the tree.
A working lamp out of a tree.
We had somebody make it into a peacock.
Yeah.
We've had very interesting things.
It is. It's all over the place. And they are, many of them are the kind of things that you can leave out all year. It's not just
right. We've had Halloween
Christmas
trees. We've had
Thanksgiving trees.
Thanksgiving trees. They're beautiful. They are beautiful. And, you know, it really impacts everyone's lives, because the full community can get engaged in this process, this event, come out, actually explore and look at the trees, design the trees, kids get involved. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. We love it every year.
So the concept is that we give everybody a tree that wants to decorate it. Then we have them deliver them this year to Ashley Home Store, and it's going to be really cool this year because we can set the trees up as if they're in a home setting, because we put them up around the furniture.
Oh, yeah.
And unlike other years, we're going to have them up for 2 weeks. Usually we just have them up for a weekend, so this gives people in the community the opportunity to come out and see them and hopefully bid on them, because that's the whole idea, is that people bid on these trees and the proceeds help the homeless children and families at Lois Ann's Hope House.
And this is the kind of thing where you can take your kids to,
and
especially the fact that it's going to be there for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And the fun thing for kids is that we have a scavenger hunt. So we have a wonderful photographer who takes pictures of very obscure parts of the trees. We have to help us 70 or more trees.
Mm-hmm.
80 trees. Oh, my gosh. And so then the kids have so much fun looking for these things that are on the scavenger hunt. And then they have a chance to win a prize. So that's fun.
Pretty awesome. It's going to be November 20th, Friday, November 20th.
Next Friday.
Yes, through Saturday, December 5th. So that's the change also. It's during the hours of the store opening. being open. And the thing is, it's 2 weeks. We've not had it for a long time, for even a week. Now it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, I like that part of it, because it used to be if you had anything that there was, it was so limited just to be able to see it. Well, and the other thing is that you have, what you said, 80 people. You know, the 80 people wanted to decorate trees. That's exciting. That people see the value of what's going on at Lois Ann's Hope House.
Right. It brings about excitement to kick off the holiday, which is a bit of a challenge with COVID-19. And people wanted to probably, you know, venture out and do something and get involved. They're sitting in the house and limited on the things that they can do. And so this provided an opportunity to feel as if they're making a difference and having fun while making a difference.
LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org, where you can find out all kinds of information about Hope House. Also, the Hope House Facebook page is terrific too, and up to date, and has all kinds of Trees of Hope information. We are talking about Trees of Hope 2020, and now we will continue. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Trees of Hope and the Lois Ann's Hope House are focused this morning with Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley. We did not talk about, and we should before we get back into some of the things going on with Trees of Hope. But Lisa, talk about the great work that's going on at Hope House, because it really is great work. And you talk about a place where really people's lives are being changed. It's there.
Yeah, thanks. You know, we last year impacted 398 people.
Or families, I guess.
Well, no, 398 people, 230 of them children. 230 children impacted by our programming. That means we, you know, intentionally work with those families to ensure success so that they are no longer homeless. You know, we thought that was a big number. The year prior to that, we did 410. But I will tell you, this first quarter of the year, so from July 1 until September 30th, we've already done 268, 120 of them being children.
Mm.
That's pretty big. And we know that our COVID response to that has impacted their lives. So we had about 11 families in shelter and 13 families in hotels. So the intent was that no one was on the street during this time. And it's, you know, it's a big deal. You had our other colleagues here about Keys for Christmas. The intent is to get everyone into housing before the holidays. And we're striving to do that. This past week, we actually, past 2 weeks, we placed three families into housing. So it's exciting. Mm. It's exciting. But we couldn't do it without the support of our board, the support of donors across our region. They see that it is a cause that, you know, we want to make a difference in the region and have no families and children homeless.
This has been such a tough time. And you, just like everyone else, we all had to figure it out, but you had to figure it out right away.
Right. I'm amazed at how we stayed on the pulse of making things happen and not behind not behind it. So in March, we made a decision quickly to inform our residents of some changes that we were going to put in place. And they were happy that we did that, because they were worried as well.
Yeah.
So we instituted a couple of things, and we kept some areas quarantined. We told them that in our communal areas, they had to wear masks. We encouraged them to stay within their rooms to secure themselves and stay healthy. We put hand sanitizer everywhere. The staff also, we still kept our doors open and went into work every day, but we did alternate days.
Mm.
So we are still doing alternate days. But the intent is to ensure their safety as well as ours. And we did. We actually, so school ended. We couldn't figure out what to do during that time. But as school started this year, we created a virtual pavilion so that the kids were outside and schooling was happening virtually, collectively together, so that they would get up, wash up, and get ready for school.
Interesting. Wow. Because I remember seeing you, and we played a little trivia game in May, and we still were just really in the early days kind of this, and you were, like you always are, just so upbeat.
I know.
And I just thought, this is so difficult, because for families it was difficult, and here you're dealing with all kinds
multiple
of families.
Families, right. Yeah. I've just right. been so impressed
yeah.
by how well they've handled
it. And that's the thing, like you said, we had multiple families that we had to worry about, and so it was informing them, if you go out, wear your mask. And at that time, masks weren't, you didn't have to.
I know.
But we you know, recommended strongly
yeah.
that they do that for the safety of us and for the safety of their children.
No, because with the... so many people in so many places, you're able to, you know, create a bubble. That's really difficult with what you're doing. And so you've got people going out, and just to ensure everyone's safety.
Right. And clearly, the challenge with the coronavirus is a lot of people had to shut down their businesses, which impacted the employment of so many.
Mm-hmm.
And I often think about, what is it that I could do differently for those businesses that have supported us and can no longer do that because they don't have their business open? But in turn, our clients lost their employment. Those we've housed, and they were doing well, lost their employment. And so it was, how do we kick in to support them in staying in their homes?
Yeah, you're getting hit on so many sides.
Right. And then the other is, for those clients that lost their jobs, okay, it's going to be a longer time in shelter, and we have to support them in that way. And those who still worked, it was, we don't want you to stop working. So here's what you do. So we didn't close our doors and say you can't go out and be employed, because that's going to transition mm-hmm. you to moving into your own home. So we had to contemplate all of those ideas and thoughts and make it work.
Well, and these are times where, especially, but we talk about it, it's all times are, but especially now for people to get involved financially or to be able to provide just some of the everyday items that you use at Hope
yes.
House.
Yes. So those items were hard to come by for many of
bleach
us.
Bleach and all that stuff.
Bleach and cleaning supplies. People could not get that for them themselves.
And here you've got, you know, all these
homes, 16 families.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go through about 100 rolls of paper towels in a week.
Ah.
And when you go shopping, you could only buy one package per family or one package per purchase. It was a bit of a challenge, but our community still came through. It's still a challenge, and so we've had a reduction in the amount of donations we receive. But I was just informed that we need more cleaning supplies, which is bleach.
And that's,
you know,
hard to find.
Lysol,
I looked for it.
It is very hard to find. Paper towels, trash bags. So all those things are still items that we need. And we applaud everybody when they drop them off and say, thank you. We couldn't do it without you.
My friend told me last week she dropped off some toilet paper and she picked up a tree to decorate,
yes,
which was
did.
Wonderful.
She did.
So there are ways, if you see those kind of things at the store, think about Hope House.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
think about
do.
Just all the regular kind of things that you think aren't making a difference, even if it's just a couple of rolls of toilet paper or towels,
difference.
Any of
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
It really does. It really does. As I mentioned, we go through so many paper towels.
I'm sure you
get
through a lot of toilet paper.
I do have to say that Lowe's came through and donated a boxes of toilet tissue as well. So, you know, keep in mind Lois Ann's Hope House in need of those items.
And financially, if you're able to give too on a consistent basis.
Well, here's the thing, Ted. Thank you for raising that, because we are doing Trees of Hope a little different this year. But we are not able to pull together our other events that bring out awareness and also
right.
help us raise funds. So if our community could keep that in their minds and keep us involved in their thoughts around continually fundraising for us or donating dollars to Lois Ann's Hope House.
Well, you and I have done a lot of different things over there, and so I'm real familiar with Hope House. But one of the things that always gets me is if ever you're on Lafayette Boulevard at school time in the afternoon, and probably in the morning too, but I see it in the afternoon, when you see that school bus, when you see the buses dropping kids off there, and to see all of those families, it's really something.
That's their home. Yeah, and it's really touching to see. And the parents sit on the porch and wait for the kids to get off the bus.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it puts a face on home, because we can talk about, we can talk about homelessness, and we use the term and we talk about it. And in so many minds, you think of people that you see on the streets, especially downtown, and you think that, they're likely homeless. But you see that bus in front
right.
of Hope House.
And the buses have started again. School is opening up
yeah.
and allowing the kids to come back into school. And so the buses started about 2 weeks ago. But they're starting to roll back up. And the kids are excited about that. They miss school and their classmates. And it's an opportunity for the kids to focus on their education continually with their teachers
yeah.
in person and their classmates in person. So
the fact that you created a pavilion, though, because I had seen that and I didn't
yeah.
know what that was for.
A lot of people did not know, yeah.
And it was outside, and that you, again, it's just a way that you were able to just adapt to what we're living in right,
right.
now.
For us, I love it, because it was like Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes. Yes.
And so we created this outdoor pavilion with a tent. We decorated it. We had bench seating
and the
social distancing.
The public schools provided the Wi-Fi
schools,
access.
The public city of Fredericksburg provided, with BusyNets, provided the Wi-Fi for
yeah.
Lois Ann's Hope House. We could not. That's why I say so many people impact the success of the program. We can't do it without everybody being vital and participating. So,
and I'm sure through all of this, because as you described, businesses are closing, people are having less hours or are being furloughed or laid off. I can just imagine that a lot of times some of your clients were coming to you and just saying, at least I don't know what I'm going to do. That was just, you became a CEO, you became a
principal.
Counselor, a principal.
That's true. You were the school principal.
Just a shoulder to,
yeah.
cry on. There's just
things. And, we all have the worries as well. As staff, we have the worries. But we want to take that burden off of the client so that they can reach their milestones, right? So that they could feel that they are being supported. We, as we always say when we come here, we become their family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're their foundation. And people come back to us years later and say that. It's just amazing the stories that we have of success.
Yeah, we give them a helping hand. They when they need it, and then they get into their own homes and thrive generally. So
yeah.
No, and a lot of times, what they need is just the time that they're at Hope House gives them a chance to just adjust and figure some things out, and maybe get some counseling
right.
or learn and not have the problems
yeah.
that got them there.
Yeah. And I always say to folks when they come in, it's just a short time frame. It seems like forever,
mm-hmm.
but it's just a short time frame in your life. So take the opportunity right now to gather yourself, save some money, find a job. This is the moment in time where you may not have it again, because you'll move forward, you'll reach your milestones, mm-hmm. and you have to create stability for your family. But take this time on and have, you know, use it as an opportunity.
Well, I just look at the campus that you have there on Lafayette Boulevard and just how it has grown. And I, you and I have talked about maybe even all three houses. Each time when you would say, we're adding another house. and it would be like, wow. But then to actually have gone into some of those houses before they had opened up and to see the setup, and it really is a special place.
They're homes. They're homes.
Yeah.
And that's what people who are homeless and come in, they're amazed at that. Like, I'll have my own room. Yes, you will. I'll have my own bathroom. Yes, you will. You'll be responsible for all of that and keeping it clean, and you'll be comfortable. You won't have to share with anyone. And it feels like a home. And I love when I have to get, we have to get new items for the houses because Mike Trivett with Ashley Furniture allows us to go in and pick furniture that is really for a home. And
these are not hand-me-downs. These are nice.
I just love it. I love, yeah. I want them to feel as comfortable as I feel in my home. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley here this morning. This all sort of sets up as we talk about what goes on at Lois Ann's Hope House of the importance of what is going to happen next week with Trees of Hope. And we will get into all of that in just a second. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org is the website. And also check out Facebook. When we come back, we're going to talk about Trees of Hope and what is happening and how you can get involved. On News Talk 1230 WFVA, it is now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lois Ann's Hope House, our focus this morning, and Trees of Hope. Lisa Crittenden is here. Anna Billingsley is here. Anna, Trees of Hope, it feels like I've been talking about Trees of Hope with you forever.
Gosh, I think it's just an annual tradition in this area, and I'm not sure how many years we've been doing it. But obviously, this year it's different. We have changed venues a number of times, but this year is going to be at Ashley Home Store Outlet and on Jefferson Davis Highway in Costner's Corner. And it's going to be fantastic because we can leave the trees up for people who want to, mm-hmm. people can shop for trees. I mean, shop for furniture and bid on trees. And so starting next Friday, November 20th.
November 20th.
Is when we're going to.
Free admission.
Yeah.
Free admission to walk through and see the beautiful trees. We're going to have tree trails. The tree trails are named after many of our sponsors. We could not do this event without our sponsors. And so we want to thank Fredericksburg Motorsports, Lewis Insurance, the Gemini 3 Group, Tom Zach, and Suzanne Belmore, Ken and Lee Croco, Walt and Teresa Keywall, Lana King, Medtronic, Monty and Michelle Schmidt, Keddie Real Estate, and Caldwell Banker Elite, John Properties, Kiwanis Club, and Dawning Point Chatham, LTD. So, you know, our sponsors are making this happen this year for us as well. So thank you to our sponsors.
Especially stepping up this year because it's hard. It's, as we just said, it's hard on everybody. But so many of those names I recognize that have been involved in past years. And so it's great that you've added to them and you've got some of the ones that have been involved in previously.
And the last one that just came through is Rappahannock Electric Corp. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're really excited. Co-op.
And the fact you talk about either sponsors or people involved, there are people like Ken Croco who are involved really on a personal level. I mean, he gives a lot, and others do too. Just a lot of time to Hope House in these events.
Yes,
like
our
this.
Committee is very strong. We've had a number of people who engage in this process, volunteers, but the committee really makes it happen. And, you know, we have Michelle Heron-Trussell. We have Johanna Humphreys, Anna Billingsley, Audra Bilkey has actually coordinated and run it. But Ken Croco is, yes, also in just a vital
he's so creative, and he always contributes at least two or three trees, and those are always big attractions at the event. So.
We need to get Ken in here for a show with you guys sometime. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be.
I mean, he really is someone who's
But I'm telling you, this committee has stuck it, for the 8 years that I've been here. They've been the committee. So I'm just
well, we love Hope House and we love this event, and so it's easy to be a volunteer. And I, you know, we should talk a little bit, Lisa, about some of the things that are different this year. Obviously, the venue's different, but we have so many different events because we're so concerned about people's well-being and health during COVID-19. And so, obviously, the store is going to require people to wear masks.
Right.
But we're trying to keep everything socially
distanced.
And one of the biggest events in the past has been our luncheon, which happens during the middle of the day, usually when we first put the trees up. But this year, our luncheon's we're still going to have a luncheon.
Okay.
And it's interesting because we can use the tables that Ashley Furniture is selling. So they're already distanced, and we're limiting the number of people at each table and the number of people total that we're allowing into the store. But we're going to have boxed lunches instead of prepared meal. Yes, as Delisa said,
gourmet box lunches.
and we're not going to have the regular fashion show by women's clothing stores. What are we having, Lisa?
We are having a dog fashion show.
Now, isn't that nice? I think I like that even better.
Yeah, it's going to be really cute. And there's such excitement around it. So we are having the dog fashion show, which will also happen during that time. And they'll be dressed up.
In these days, we need more dog fashion shows.
We do.
Thank you to Hope House for this.
It will bring a smile upon your face.
This is exactly what you need.
Yeah.
The dogs will be strutting.
Yes.
So for those of you who haven't ever been to Trees of Hope, we have these 70, 80 trees on display. And a handful are picked out for a live auction, which will be held on Saturday, December 5th. But the bulk of them are available for silent auction, and we use a mobile bidding system where you can just, if you see trees that you want, you can pay. You can go to the store, see your favorite, and then you can follow it, the bids on that, through your phone. And you may, as it goes up, you can have the chance to buy it. And the end of the auction will be at the time that we have the live auction on Saturday, December 5th. So
all virtually.
Yeah. And you want to explain how that's going to work, Lisa? About the we're going to have an auctioneer at the store, but nobody else is going to be at the store.
Well, there'll be some of the committee members at the store with the auctioneer, and the auctioneer will be it'll be probably 10 trees, and he'll highlight the tree at that time, and then start taking bids on our system, which we've used for now the past 3 years. So thank goodness we did virtual auctioning at that moment in time. So it's not new to us, but this whole process of just the live auction will be new to us. But people will be sitting in their own homes, and we're asking them to gather a few friends in their home and just bid on trees. Have a good time while bidding. And celebrate with us. And again, you know, we always talk about the trees. Ken Croco always reminds us it's the cause.
Yeah, I mean, the trees are just a byproduct. I mean, we really are looking for people to support Lois Ann's Hope House.
Yeah.
And have fun doing it.
So the night before the live auction, Friday, December 4th, we are allowing a limited number of people into the store for a VIP reception. Mm-hmm. And that way you can see the trees up close and have some socially distanced merriment is what we call it.
So. I'm excited because as we talked about coronavirus impacting small businesses, we have partnered with Orleans Bistro to do the gourmet food for us. I love to say gourmet food for us for those events. The other is, I have to applaud not only our sponsors, but our biggest, advocate and person who supports us is Stafford Printing, Howard Owen. He has provided support for Lois Ann's Hope House through many of our advertisements, our materials printed, and we could not do it without Howard Owen as well. Stafford Printing.
Lots and lots of people involved. Again, the Ashley Home Store Outlet Showroom is at Cosner's Corner, and that's where you can find this. And this all begins again next Friday.
Next Friday, it has quickly come upon us. The other is if you are looking for the detailed information, feel free to visit our website at loisannshopehouse.org. Become friends with us on Facebook. You'll keep up to date information on Facebook. We love to share donations. When folks drop off stuff, we take pictures, and also we highlight the upcoming events that are occurring.
It's a very good Facebook page, Lisa, because it does show that. Like a couple of weeks ago with Halloween.
Oh yeah.
You showed some. It really brings alive all the things that, because it's such a dynamic place over there, and it does, liking it on Facebook. It's great to see those things pop up.
Yeah, it's exciting to share. People don't expect us oftentimes to take pictures, so they go, no, and I go, no, we're taking the picture, come on, take the picture with us. And so we love taking the pictures to show and just share the excitement about people really making a difference, because it's a giving heart, it's showing the giving heart within our community.
Trees of Hope again starts next Friday, Trees of Hope 2020, and as you have described, Anna, this is a very safe event. You do not have to worry about that. And it's one of those events that has a little bit of a different look to it this year. But just like the Christmas parade and any number of things you can think of, so many things have not been able to go through, but this is not one of them. And then it's great that it's able to move ahead.
Yeah. The impact that Trivet Ashley Furniture also will have hand sanitizers. It's a store, so there's safety measures in place for the store itself, but we're also looking at our safety measures to put in place for our event as well.
I just hope that people get involved in this, because this is always, when you come in and we talk about this this every year, and really when as you have talked about it and described all of this, it's really not that much different. I mean, maybe you're not having the big luncheon, but you still are having a luncheon,
right?
And it's the kind of luncheons that you have had. We don't have those anymore for right now.
And we're mindful about limiting the amount of people. So if you're excited, you want to be engaged, you must go ahead and purchase your tickets quickly.
Yeah.
Because we're only limiting it to
a small number
of people.
Yeah. So we've all had to adapt, and I'm just thrilled that we're able to carry on with Trees of Hope. So.
Well, and like Trees of Hope continues, but so many other things that I know that Hope House has been involved in the past, you haven't been able to do a lot. It's just, it has changed. So that's why this is important to get involved.
Yes. Yes. And again, everything is virtual as well. So if you walk through, you have an opportunity to walk through the trails, the tree trails. I love that. And the tree trails will be named again after our sponsors. If you're walking through the tree trail, you will have an opportunity to get a list of the trees. You can identify which trees you want and go back home and bid on those trees.
Has anybody Anna, dropped? Have you seen any trees this year yet?
They drop them off next Wednesday. And that's always exciting to see.
Okay.
And Ted is a judge.
I am.
And he has a terrible dilemma every year trying to pick the best trees, the most creative.
It is a horrible, because you give the categories, and you can see five or six trees that fall into that. So
he struggles with it every year. But I did want to say, too, that you don't even have to come to the store. If you have if you have concerns about being around, out and about, you can just go online and all the trees will be able, you can view them there and bid on them just looking at them online. And so find out that information by going to our website. Just, you know, all you have to do is register and see the trees and then start bidding. No cost involved with that, so.
Again, LosAngelesHopeHouse.org. Also check out the Facebook page. It has all kinds of information. At least it occurs to me, this is going to be an interesting Thanksgiving, I think, for all of us, and especially at Lois Ann's Hope House.
Yes. So in the past, we have received a number of turkey baskets for our families. It's no different this year.
Okay.
People are calling us and saying, can we deliver turkeys? And so we are all set for Thanksgiving, and I'm sure everyone will be staying at Hope House. Primarily,
yeah.
Not too many people gathering as large family members. So we're thankful that we will be receiving those donations, and we are actually moving forward and preparing for the Christmas holiday as well.
Yeah, it's not that. It's
right behind each other.
It is. It's good that you're already preparing for it because it's.
And as I said,
it's all different.
As I said, Ted, we're so excited because Keys for Christmas is allowing us to house families prior to the holidays as much as possible. That's an initiative and program you should learn about. See our Facebook page for more information. Also, the George Washington Regional Commission Facebook page, the Continuum of Care. But we just moved out 3 families. So we're going to get more families in, and so we have to look at, you know, that transition and what that impact is, because then we have to prepare for those families as well for the holidays.
We are doing it actually, I think it's a week from today, next Friday again, the Continuum of Care, that we're doing another show on that just
for
because
Keys
for Keys for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That really is a big, big program.
It is a big
that
program
you're involved
in. It's in partnership with Lois Ann's Hope House and Powerhouse, Micah Ministries, and Thurman Brisbane Center.
Yeah.
And most people don't know that the families that are in Thurman Brisbane Center, Lois Ann's Hope House actually places those families in homes. So Thurman Brisbane shelters them, but we take those families and we actually place them in their own homes. So
I learned that when they came in and talked about that
because
I did not know that.
So we are all in partnership together to end homelessness in our community.
LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org is the website for you to get involved in, and also make sure you check out Facebook. The Trees of Hope program begins a week from today on the 20th. Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley here. We'll wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
I'm Naveen, owner of the luxury day spa Spavia Central Park, a luxury spa experience without the luxury price tag. Our guests are raving about their experience, a soothing massage, a rejuvenating body wrap, results-driven skincare, lash extensions, and more. Special discounts for our first-time guests. Spend an hour or spend the day. The Spavia difference is in the experience.
Relax, recenter, renew. Spavia Central Park.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Good stuff this morning. Lois Ann's Hope House and Trees of Hope. It's taking place. It'll begin on the 20th. Lisa Crittenden, the CEO of Lois Ann's Hope House here. And Anna Billingsley. Lisa, I'm glad earlier in the show we talked about things you can do and do to help out Hope House. Obviously, Trees of Hope. And before we get out of here, we'll again run through the high points on that. But really, if someone, especially with the holidays, and you're thinking, I want to give to someone, I want to get involved with someone, there are families that can use your help at Hope House.
Yes.
And things just like toilet paper or paper towels or cleaning supplies.
Yes, so there's things that people can give from their hearts to Lois Ann's Hope House that help all 16 families. So that's paper towels, that's toilet tissue, cleaning supplies. We always need cleaning supplies. When you walk into Hope House, it smells good.
It does.
So, and those are the clients saying thank you to those community members for making the shelter available to them. Not Lisa, not the board. It's the community. And so thank you for that. Giving from the heart means a lot to us. And if you want then to give to families during the Christmas holidays, just give us a call at 540-371-0831.
371-0831.
Yes.
And it's right there on Lafayette Boulevard. So you run by and do your weekly shopping, get some extra supplies, and just drop them off at Hope House.
Right. Very easy. It doesn't have to be a lot. Just every little bit counts. We need every person to get involved. The other is if you know of someone that is having a housing crisis, a housing crisis, feel free to have them call our homeless helpline. It is for the region. That number is 540-358-5801. And that is it, putting people in contact with the homeless crisis helpline, and that connects them to all the resources within the community. Empower House, MICA, Hope House, Thurman Brisbane Center.
And I remember a few years ago when you all, the continuum of care kind of came together, and it was a big deal because it was a big change, but it has worked well for the community and for the people that need it. Trees of Hope, Anna. One of the things that's you can see these trees starting next Friday at Ashley Home Store Outlet Showroom in Cosner's Corner. But you also mentioned
you can see them online. You don't have to go out
too.
To the store.
Yeah.
And this is I feel like especially at this time, this is a way to get in that holiday spirit when it's hard with so many other events being canceled. Just scroll through and look at the 75 or 80 trees that people pour their hearts into when they're decorating them. And you have an opportunity to purchase a tree. And as we've said earlier, it's not the tree so much as it's a donation to Lois Ann's Hope House. And it goes directly to our homeless children and families that really need that support. So starting next Friday, come out to Ashley Home Store, Costner's Corner, see the trees, or go online to loisannshopehouse.org and see these trees and bid on them.
Yes,
because we need that money.
Right. If it's a silent auction tree, you could buy it at that opportunity, at that time with the buy it now. Buy it now, buy it now.
Yeah, this happen in the past. Somebody sees a tree and they're like, I have to have that tree. I have to have it. So we do have a price that they can pay to buy it at that moment. So we work a lot like eBay.
Yes.
So we have every opportunity for people to purchase these trees and brighten the holidays for themselves or give the tree to somebody.
There is, yes, that's another thing you can do. Give it to somebody. There are a number of other events. If you go on to the Lois Ann's Hope House Facebook page, you'll see the list of everything. Again, loisannshopehouse.org, 371-0831. If you want to find out ways that you can get involved. Lisa Crittenden, the CEO, and Anna Billingsley, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's awesome to be here.
And hang in there, and we will talk again very soon, Lisa. Thank you.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.